Welcome to the Tony G Show, where we are providing a platform for everyone to feel safe and telling their story. We will go unscripted, unedited, to give our listeners the most genuine information we can. Let's listen and grow together. One love.
What's up, everybody? Your host Tony G coming to you live from the studio. Just posted a picture on Instagram. Check it out. I'm here with my co-host, my beautiful wife, Trisha G.
What up? What up?
What's up, everybody? So we're back to the normal schedule. We had an excellent podcast last week. If you haven't tuned in, go check it out. Interviewed an awesome person. Just amazing, amazing information and. You know, I thought it was an awesome podcast. What do you think?
I would agree. Yes. Learned a lot and would like to speak with them again.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking for other people. So you're not going to be reaching out. We're going to start reaching out to you.
Yes.
Because we want to hear your story. We want you to share your story. And we all want to learn together. So that's that.
Yes.
So apparently today... my wife is gonna have some questions for me.
Yes.
Or my co-host, I should say. You could be both at the same time, though, I guess.
Yeah, your wife co-host.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of things.
Yeah, so the last podcast, I think like the first 15, 20 minutes, we kind of brought everybody up to speed. Mm-hmm. This week was a short week. Happy 4th of July to everybody, by the way. I hope everybody had a safe and great time.
And happy birthday shout out to my dad. His birthday was on Monday. And a happy birthday to my nephew, Eduardo. His birthday was yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Eddie. We love you, man. So proud of you. I see a bright future for you, man.
Yes.
One of the smartest kids. Young man, I should say, that I know. Seriously. So I'm excited to see what he has in store for everybody.
Yes.
But he turned 17, so happy birthday, Eddie. We love you. 4th of July was cool.
We had some peoples over and we did not buy any fireworks. Nobody lit off fireworks at our house, but the neighbors had a show for us.
Oh man, our
we
neighbor.
Had a free show.
We literally camped out in the front yard.
Yep.
We had our chairs, you know, our drinks, mm-hmm. and had probably one of the best fireworks shows I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, especially since we didn't spend any money and have to clean up.
Oh, yeah, that was even better. Not cleaning up and spending money, for sure. That was even better. But, yeah, it was a good time. We had some great people over, and we had the next day off, so we kind of kept a little late.
Yeah.
Up late, 11 o'clock, 11:30, something like that. Not too late, but it was pretty late.
It was. And thank you to our friend Kim, one of our dogs. So usually we're gone over the 4th of July, like we're on a vacation or we're at somebody's house. So I've never really seen how the dogs react to all the fireworks. I mean, exactly. Yes, there's fireworks like before and after, you know, weeks before and after. But the 3rd, the fireworks, I think it was from the show down, I don't know, it was terrible. And poor Layla... one of our boxers, she literally tried to crawl in my pillow. I woke up like, what are you doing? Because she's a big dog, you know? She was shaking. She was so scared. And so Kim gave me some, I don't know if it was CBD, anxiety.
I don't think it was CBD.
Something for her boxer that works for her boxer.
Layla was just out of it.
She told me to give her 2, but I gave her 1.5. And Layla, but she was trying to eat everything.
No, like, I know. And she wasn't scared. She wasn't flinching. She wasn't fireworks. Didn't
she was outside with us and just, she was kind of wobbly, you know, and she kept trying to eat people's food and put her nose in the garbage can, which she never does. But she wasn't scared. So it worked out great. And thank you again, Kim, because Layla slept good.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. We appreciate that. She slept good and we slept good.
Yes.
But yeah, these fools around here, they started blowing up fireworks like
the 30th of June or something.
We just started, and what's even crazier is that there's a firework ban throughout the whole county.
Yes, usually Thurston County, unincorporated, which is where we live, does not have a firework ban, but this year they did.
Within the city limits, they do. But man, it didn't appear that way.
People were like, I feel like they spent more money on fireworks just to show everybody that they can shoot them off. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was so crazy. But, but a beautiful show. And thank you to our neighbors down the street. I know you guys put in a pretty penny on that stuff. So
yeah,
we, appreciate the show.
So I have some questions for my husband on today's show.
Okay.
I was, I follow this lady on Instagram. I can't remember what the name of the Instagram, whatever is called, but it's this particular post was called Conversation Starters. And it's a lady and it's about being an amazing wife or whatever, you know, I don't know.
What you are.
Oh, thank you. So these are some conversation starters. And I have, like I said, three questions for you. And I'm pretty sure you'll have lots to say about this first question.
Uh-oh.
So,
what
are your goals for the next year, Tony G?
Oh, the next year?
He lit up, you guys, like a Christmas tree.
The next year. Well, I hopefully will have a new job. I am currently seeking a different job, a different career, different profession. For everybody that knows, I've worked with the state of Washington for 25 years. And I'm ready to just kind of, I don't know, I just feel like my my worth and my purpose, you know, it's like I need to be somewhere else doing something, something different. The nonprofit that I have or that we, you know, all part of, that really gives me good joy and fulfills my, you know, wanting to help and be a good community member. So I would like within a year to have another job, different job. Money is not the issue. I mean, as long as we can pay our bills and I've been looking into probation, juvenile probation, been looking, where else?
He looked at a job in Japan.
I did look at a job in Japan as a social worker.
Trying to leave everybody.
For the VA. I did apply for a VA social worker, but didn't get it. Had a killer interview. So their loss, not mine. But yeah, like maybe get on with the feds or...
Could you try to stay in the United States, please?
Hey, Japan calls, we're going.
I'm not going.
Oh, yeah, you are. It's only, what, an 18-hour flight? Maybe not that long, but I haven't heard anything from that, so I'm kind of glad. But anyway, that and then definitely want to see, you know, the growth within our nonprofit. We're already growing. We're doing really good. We have new board members.
I think there's 11 of us, right?
Yeah, we have, we're going to start a new program, summer golf mentorship program, which is going to kick off in a couple weeks. So I'm excited about that. So yeah, looking forward to, you know, just growing and getting out within the community and helping, the youth and young adults for that.
So this is not one of the questions that I have, but kind of tags along to your goals. So what about your books?
Yes. So I'm going to do a series of five for the children's book. Book number four will be hopefully illustrated on the 25th.
Yay. I'm excited to read it.
Yeah. Cause that's going to add baby Veda to it.
Okay.
Cause in the third one, Melissa was pregnant.
Yes.
So that's going to be cool. So I'm going to do that. Reached out to one of our friends recently, Mimi.
Okay.
Mimi. Shout out to Mimi.
Yes.
She illustrated her own children's book.
Workbook. A workbook. It's pretty amazing.
She did it. I mean, everything by herself. So I reached out to her to, you know, maybe, because if I can cut the cost on the illustration. I mean, I love my illustrator. She's awesome.
Right.
But she's overseas and it's not that much.
Yeah.
She does a great job. I love it. But if I can learn how to do my own illustration, I could write books all the time.
True. Yes.
So Within the next year, for book 4 and 5 will be done.
Okay.
And then I don't want to put a timeline on my book that mm-hmm. I'm writing. I would like to. I haven't added to that in months.
And this is an autobiography, correct?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Okay.
So I want to do more on that.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it's going to be completed within a year.
Right. So. But that's still part of your goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part okay. of my goal. So next question. How has fatherhood changed you? So let's take it back to 1993, the year I graduated, compared to all these years. Like, how do you think fatherhood has changed you?
Oh, it's made me the man I am, mm-hmm. you know. My life was really heading in a different, you know, who knows where I would have been today if it wasn't for becoming a father, first mm-hmm. of all. Definitely probably wouldn't have got married if baby number 2, Roman, was on, you know, didn't. Mm-hmm. So, and then just the time that I was able to spend with all 3 kids from when Vicente was born.
Yep.
It just made me a better man. Okay. Absolutely made me a better man and a better person to spend time with my kids and show them how important it is for a father to be in their lives. And not only that, I have a lot of, you know, youth and young people that I coached and mm-hmm. kind of mentored and was there for them as a father figure. But definitely becoming a father at a young age, it put me to where I'm at today.
Well, I would definitely say that even though you and I, because we were so young, did have our issues, you were never selfish when it came to the kids. Like, you always have put them first over you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm never have been that father or yeah. husband. But recently we did say that we're going to start, you know, spoiling ourselves. And
yes.
Because we have. I mean, there was years that I didn't get a brand new pair of shoes because yep. we wanted, you too.
Yeah.
We'd rather buy, you know, our kids have what they wanted and what mm-hmm. they needed. So, but now it's our turn. But yeah, fatherhood is definitely, and still is. It's amazing. I love it. It's what I mean, it's my legacy,
mm-hmm.
you know. Being a great father and being there for my kids.
You are a great
father.
Love
them for whatever, you know.
Yep.
Nobody's perfect.
Nope.
Everybody learns by life experiences and, you know, you just got to stick with them and teach them and guide them and show them the way.
Yep.
Lead by example.
Be impeccable with your words. Yes. Lead by example. Okay, and my final question for you. You're answering pretty quick. How can I make you feel more loved?
Oh. Oh, that's a great question. Which is kind of a weird question, actually, because I feel so much love. I don't have any, you know, deficits in that.
Okay.
Regards. Like, I feel loved. I know you love me. I know my kids love me. And you do everything. So, I mean, everything you do is so appreciative. I mean, you, from sun up to sundown, you're moving, you're shaking, you're...
Yeah, but
it's, you know.
I don't think the question's really about me.
Read the question again.
How can I...
So it is about you.
No, make you feel more loved. Me moving and shaking makes you feel loved?
Like, literally. I'm talking about, like, cleaning and cooking and, you know, making sure that everything's right and... Uh-huh. You know, just making sure that everybody's happy, I guess.
Okay.
You do that.
I try.
But I don't feel like I'm not loved. Okay. I know that you love me more than, you know, as far as spouse. And I mean, kids are different, but
mm-hmm.
Definitely love me probably more than anybody in this world, which I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. That's a weird question. I don't feel that. I don't. That
maybe you, it's weird because you don't feel that you're not loved, or there could be people in relationships that don't feel like their spouse loves them or shows them that they love them or yeah, something. Yeah, no,
you
so. Don't.
You do all that. The only one thing that I would say is, like, I don't know, just let me trust in me more without questioning. Okay. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think that has to do with love. I just think that that has to do with your control, you know,
mm-hmm.
not issues, because it's not an issue. But, you know, you like to be in control. And
I like to know what's going on.
Yeah. yeah. And I mean, mm-hmm. you know, you freaking schedule a vacation a year and a half out and you already want to plan and freaking buy plane tickets and, you know, all that stuff. So that's just you. That's your character, you know. And
yeah.
That's just part of you.
But. Trying to work on do the fly by the seat, but ooh wee.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But no, as far as love, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Okay.
And I love you so much. I know you love and me. I appreciate you so much.
I know you appreciate me. Thank you.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's nice to hear it, you know, because sometimes we forget to say what we appreciate.
Yeah.
You know, the things that people do. And, you know, like, when you, like yesterday, when you put all the dishes in the dishwasher, I was like, oh, I should thank him. Then I'm like, why? Like, I do it all the time. I don't get a thank you every time. But
no, exactly. And I didn't do it to get a thank you.
I know you didn't.
Just to help you out, you know, because I know if I'm not going to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't see you sent that Roman doing it.
Nope.
But those are some amazing questions. Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. I'll be looking at more stuff.
Oh, next time. I'm going to get you next time.
Oh, are you now?
Definitely. No, you know, I appreciate our marriage, our friendship, our relationship. I love it. Even when we have our little, you know, arguments or, you know, times when we get upset with each other. It doesn't give me any type of resentment against you or, like, you know, it just, what I tell myself is, okay, this is going to, you know, pass through.
Yeah.
Nothing happened to where we disrespected each other.
Right.
To where we hurt each other's feelings. And, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, called each other names or, you know, done something crazy. It's just normal life shit that marriage couples argue about. And
it is, but I find it so difficult for me because, you know, before I would go tell my mom or I would tell my friend or something. But then I realize it sounds like I'm talking bad about you because I'm talking about an argument. And I've learned that that's not what you do. You don't go telling everybody everything. So now I don't talk to anybody and I need to talk. And so it makes it hard for me because, like, you're not it, but you and I communicate. And then when we're not communicating, it feels very fucked up. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel that way to you. Like, fuck, you know, I can't even be like, hey, babe, look, because, oh, yeah, we're mad at each other.
No, I mean, because I tell myself that it's going to just pass by and
yeah.
we'll be fine in the next, you know, hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pride thing. You got to just drop your pride and be, you know, say, look, I'm sorry. And
oh, I apologize when I know I should apologize.
We
got
to get through it and let's chat about it. But you should have somebody to talk to.
Well,
it's not
good
not to talk to anybody, you know. You should have somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
You know. The thing about talking, and this is a piece of advice for the listeners, is that when you're a married couple or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever, just in a relationship, right, a partnership,
mm-hmm.
I'll say, it's not a good idea to badmouth your partner
right.
to your loved ones, right, mm-hmm. like to your mom or to your dad or your brothers or sisters, because at the time, yeah, you're pissed and you're mm-hmm. going to talk shit about you're going to tell them about the situation. You're going to tell them how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to build this type of, you know, view on them.
Right.
And when everything cools down,
you're good.
And everything.
But,
yeah. And then you know, you guys get together for something. Then they're going to have that in the back of their mind and then they're going to treat that person differently.
Yeah.
I've experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
You have too.
Yeah.
So something to just kind of advise folks is, like, yeah, if you want to be pissed off at your partner and you want to talk shit about them,
well,
I don't know, you know,
I'm not saying that I want to talk shit about you. I just want to sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel I am giving myself props because I've gotten better at it. Before it was like, I'm just going to tell my mom. I'll use her as the example. I don't do that anymore. So I don't know, but.
Well, I don't know, but you definitely need to find somebody to talk to because it's not good to hold things in.
Well, I don't hold things in. At that moment, I am.
You know, yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
You know, we talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, we do.
One of us approaches the other and says, I'm sorry, or if, or, you know.
Yeah, I feel like if we didn't have that, then yeah, it would be troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we do kind of let our guard down and eat up our pride and ego and then just kind of sit out and talk about what we did,
mm-hmm.
which I think has been very helpful.
Yes.
Because we didn't do that in the, you know, in the beginning. Didn't. We'd just be pissed for days. And
it's also important, like, when you do sit down with your significant other, your whoever, your partner, and they're telling you how they feel about a situation, that you don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to respond because that's just their feelings. It doesn't mean that they're right or wrong. It's their feelings. So we need to make sure we show empathy towards what somebody's saying to us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because otherwise there's another argument right there. If you're like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Which I have been guilty of saying that a lot of times.
I didn't say that because you've said it. I'm just.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I've been guilty of that, and it's kind of a way of just brushing it off for the moment.
Yeah, especially if you're not ready to talk.
It's not fair to the other person's feelings.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is suck up your pride, be nice to each other, don't be a dick.
Yeah, I like that, don't be a dick.
Yeah, I'm going to make a shirt. We're going to make a shirt.
Hey, I got an Etsy,
Trisha has a Cricut now.
Got to get on it.
Got one for her birthday. And so she's going to start, we're going to start making some shirts.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. And then we'll have some type of phallus, I don't know.
We'll be like,
a rocket ship.
This is dick. Don't be a dick.
Don't be like dick.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, it's been a short week. We were off Monday, like I said. Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday went by really quick.
It did. Usually when a short week comes along, it feels longer than a long week. But this week, it didn't feel that way for me.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. It was good.
Did my exercises.
Yeah.
I walked.
You walked. You worked out.
Yeah.
I lifted weights on Tuesday and today. Mm-hmm. We both lifted today
mm-hmm.
and Tuesday. You lifted Tuesday.
I lifted Tuesday and I worked out because I didn't do it Monday.
Yeah.
Because Monday we didn't even get out of our jammies.
Yeah, we didn't even get out of our jammies.
We Netflix and chilled.
Yeah, we've been watching, speaking of Netflix, we've been watching Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodline. If you've seen it, shoot a comment to us and let us know what you feel. We're on season 2, episode 10.
Wait, there's 10 episodes, so maybe that was Mr. In Between that we're on episode 10. I think we're like on episode 7 or 8.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting towards the end of episode or season two. Which is it's an old show.
It is. It's like 2018, I think. Yeah. But I've been seeing it, and one of the main characters... I don't know if anybody out there has seen Friday Night Lights, but it was a football show that we used to watch with the boys. And the Coach Taylor, was it?
Yes.
He is the main character, one of the main characters on Bloodline.
Yeah, he's like a sheriff and a lieutenant. And
it's about the family, yeah, the Rayburn family.
The Rayburn family.
And the Florida Keys.
Florida Keys. Yeah. And, it's crazy.
So many secrets. It's really good. And
secrets fucks up families.
Oh, my gosh.
For real. Like, not only just in Hollywood, but, like, for real, mm-hmm. you know? So don't keep secrets. Be honest with everybody. Be honest with yourself. You know, as much as possible, because you will avoid some heartache.
Yes.
For real. But, yeah, this show's crazy. A lifelong turmoil.
Turmoil, yes, yeah. Absolutely. And then every lie that's told, there's 10 more after it because you got to cover. It's really good. So if you're looking for something to watch and you like, you know, family drama, we recommend that one.
Yeah, and they have a really great cast.
Mm-hmm.
really, really great cast. So we've enjoyed it. We've been binge watching it.
The boys come downstairs and they're like, you guys really like that show, huh?
Yeah, actually last night we watched it till 10:30.
Yeah, on a weeknight, a work night.
10:30, we watched it till 10:30, and Roman came down. Roman came down. He's like, man, you guys are still watching the show? And we're like, yeah, we're trying to, it's just, we're at that point where you got to watch the next one. You got to watch the next one. And then we've been catching up on it during lunch hour. Mm-hmm. What else? What else have we been? Oh, last night we mixed in Mr. In Between. That's another good show. Roman put us on that one.
What did he say the movie was called? The Magician?
Yeah.
So there's a movie, and the guy that directs it and writes it also stars in it. And it's based out of Australia, and it's Mr. In Between. It's on Hulu. Actually, is it FX then Hulu?
It's on FX and Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I first saw like the first couple episodes, I was like, this is way too slow because they're so laid back and I'm like, just get with their dialogue, you know. But it is so good. So the guy is an assassin. What the heck is he called?
I would call him
a hitman.
Yeah, I'd hire him a hitman. He's not really an assassin.
They hire him to whatever, do things to people. But he's also a father, so that's Mr. In Between. So you just see how he deals with different relationships and the Australian, like the different quirks and words they say. It's also funny. So Tony's mom came over one day. She was hanging out with us and she saw a couple episodes. So now she's hooked on it. So if you're looking, like we said, for something to watch, that's something to check out too.
Yeah, and it was funny when my mom came. It just happened to be that episode when
the foot.
I forgot what they called it, but anyway, it was a like a fleshlight, you know, those.
Yes, but it's a foot.
Adult male kind of toy or what, I don't know if you call it.
And the top of the ankle is the vajayjay.
Yeah, so disgusting. So this dude has a foot fetish, and it's like a real foot, and he basically bones the ankle and
it's
foot.
Gross. And I mean, the so toenails messy. Were painted and everything. He's like, I got a foot fetish, and I just.
But at that exact time is when my mom decided to watch the show with us, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. You know, my mom was cracking up though, but.
Yeah.
It was funny. Mr. In Between, check it out. It's a pretty good show.
Yes.
It's awesome, actually. Yeah.
And then I don't think we're catching up on... Oh, we're watching Love After Lockup, the new season.
The new season. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. That's another weird dude that has one of those things.
Yeah, he has a freaking torso. What are they called? I don't know. It's rubbery and it's... It's for the man. I don't know what they're called. It's like a fleshlight, but it's...
Fleshlight.
It's...
Fleshlight.
Yeah. I don't know. But the other guy, it's an actual torso, and it's about, I don't know, would you say four?
It's probably six, seven or eight inches. But it has boobies on it.
Yeah.
And it's like the torso, no arms, no legs.
This dude put his thing, his torso, in the dishwasher with his dishes.
After he put his thing in that thing. Put the thing in that thing. And then he put that thing into the freaking dishwasher.
I would never eat at his house.
Oh, it was disgusting. And that was the first episode right off the bat. Dude was like, are you kidding me? What the heck is trying to...
We're like, first we see a foot, then we see a torso. Like,
yeah. These freaking sick dudes out there. There's some weird cats out there for sure.
Yeah, I mean, people are into things,
I guess. You know, we love that show, Love After Lockup. I mean, I think we watched probably all seasons.
Your mom got us into that when she was
living
in Pullman.
Yep. Yeah. And
it's trash TV, but we love trash TV.
We do love it.
90 Day Fiancé.
This is what we do. I mean, what I say the other day, Eddie or somebody asked me, like, oh, what are you up to these days? And I was like, if I'm not in my phone, I'm on Netflix. If I'm not on Netflix, I'm on my couch. If I'm not on my couch, I'm at work.
Or in bed, yeah. Or in bed. Pretty much. Well, now you can throw golf in there because you've been getting out. Yeah, you didn't talk about that.
Yeah, I didn't talk about that.
He got the golf bug.
Got the golf bug. I got Roman.
Roman's got the golf bug.
Roman went golfing all week to where he thinks he pulled a back muscle. I mean, this man was going hard.
He went like 4, 5, 6 days in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. it started out just my buddy Shane said that he went. He was talking about it. And I was like, okay, next time you go, let me know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been golfing.
But it's been years, I feel like.
It's been a year. I went with Big John last year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That's the last time I went golfing. And then probably 4 or 5 years prior to that, I was going out quite a bit, maybe once a month or something. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. I love it. But then I got some new golf clubs for Father's Day.
You did.
And so I hit up my boy Shane, and I was like, hey, man, let's meet you. You know, let's go out and play 18 or whatever. And then he suggested, well, how about we invite Leonard and Shane, you know, from Keith. The coach's garage. I mean, Leonard and Keith from the coach's garage. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that'd be cool. So all four of us went out. It was funny. We had like a 7 o'clock a.m. tea time like a Saturday morning. And, you know, I disciplined myself the night before.
You did. Remember? Cut yourself off.
Cut myself off. Stopped drinking like at 9:30. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wake up, feel good, go out and play some good golf. My buddy Keith, on the other hand, he didn't take that into consideration. He was late to the course, hungover, and this man showed up with no balls in his bag.
I'm glad you reiterated in his bag.
In his bag. He didn't have no golf balls. He had no tees.
Oh, my gosh.
He said he literally had gone home like at 4. And, and he was going to skip out, but I think Catalina, his wife, was like, you need to get your butt over there.
Mm-hmm. You made a commitment.
Because we were calling him, and Leonard said he was going to go pick him up and wake him up and stuff. But we played 18 holes, had a great time. Almost got in a fight with these four dudes behind us that were yelling at us and heckling us and, you know, telling us that we were holding up the whole course, which we were. We were playing very slow. We had Len, I think it was his first time in, I don't know, he said over 10, 11 years golfing. Mm-hmm.
He had hungover keys.
And then he shimmies and gets really set for the ball when he hits the ball. So it takes him a minute to really.
You got
to
record it next time. Yeah.
You know, and I hadn't golfed in a long time. So mm-hmm. I'm shanking balls left and right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we wanted to get our money's worth. You know, we pay $53 just like everybody else. And, yeah, we were a lot slower, but these guys started talking shit and yelling like the whole freaking hole. You know, like we're way at the end of on the green there
so
at the tee box.
Get your shit and go to the next hole. You know? Like,
well, then that's the thing. Like, we let a group already go through, and then we also skipped holes because we didn't want, you know, the pressure and stuff. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have fun. They kind of took the fun out of it. And that was a Father's Day gift to all, you know, to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it was funny because I don't really get mad or angry or say shit. Usually it's Len, and he didn't say nothing. But then I was like, when they started yelling, you know, I just yelled back and was like, hey, man, we paid enough, you know, the same as you did. Let us play our game, you know, like leave us alone. And if you want to go buy us, you know, no problem. But I had to yell, obviously, and I was like, and I got angry, and I think I said F that or something. But then Len said when I got mad, he said he could get mad, you know, because he didn't want to do it. And
Tony does it, it's okay.
Yeah. And then they rolled up on us, and one guy was like trying to stare me down. And I was like, really? Like, this is Father's Day weekend. Like, what the hell, you guys, you know?
Yeah.
And luckily Shane came in and defused the situation because I wasn't turning away and he wasn't turning away. It was not like that alpha dog stare, you know, like
come at me,
or just like, you know, when your dog stares at you, you don't break that stare because you should let him.
Yeah, let him.
And we were just both charge. Just mad dogging each other. That's like, I didn't even blink. And then Shane was like, hey, you know, I hope you guys have a great, having a great Father's Day, like, weekend, you know. We're playing through. And then the guy was like, yeah, okay, man. We didn't mean to be, you know, like that, but there's a women's tournament coming in, and there's, I mean, you guys are holding up the whole, you know, course or whatever. So I was like, I didn't say nothing. The dude looked away, and then I looked away, and I just moved on to the next hole. But
it reminds me when I tell Layla, look away.
Yeah,
Layla.
Exactly. Exactly. But later on, they were cool because I think it was me or Shane. One of us forgot a club on a previous hole.
Mm-hmm.
And they like drove it and brought it to us. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
They didn't have to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, hey, man, I hope you guys have a good Father's Day. And they're like, yeah, you know, hope you have a good Father's Day too, whatever. So that was that. And then we went golfing. We were supposed to go again, the four of us, the following week. And then
didn't you and Roman go like 9 holes in between or something?
Yes, me and Roman went to the driving range the next day.
Yes.
And then we played me and Roman played 9 holes on Thursday. I left work early that week.
Yeah,
and
that's when I met you guys. Roman bought us dinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the next day or the next on Saturday, all four of us were supposed to go again, and Shane made a 6:08 tee time, 6 in the morning. So again, I like disciplined. I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, drink and went to bed early. Got up fresh and you know, went out there and played 18 holes. It was really
Keith
fun.
Keith didn't show up, right?
And yeah, no,
Keith was late.
Keith didn't show. And then Madison was with us, Shane's daughter, which was really, really cool and fun. And we played 18 holes and we had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
We played every hole. We moved through it pretty quickly. We didn't have anybody behind us rushing us. And then we saw Angel. She works on the golf course.
Yeah.
Or not on the golf course, but the house she works at is on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to see her. And then I'm biting. Chomping at the bit to play again.
Yeah.
You know? But you might have an issue with that.
So it's not that I have an issue. So let me back up. I could have reacted differently.
Well, I totally get what you're saying. Golf is a very expensive sport.
Yes.
And I can't afford playing golf every freaking week. I can't.
Right. And so that was my reaction when I should have reacted differently, because when you were like, don't be negative about it, this is good for me. And then I felt bad because I know what's good for you. And I told you to get out there and do that. I'm happy that you're out there with your buddies and you're doing something that you love. And but I was like, fuck, every week $60, like, I mean,
no, I'm not gonna do that. And I was just checking for tee times. I wasn't even scheduling anything, you know.
And I was told that I could go.
Yeah.
I would like to try it just one more time to see if I like it. If I don't, then fuck it, I don't need to be invited.
Oh, you're gonna like it, man. You're gonna like it. Plus, we're going to need you for this new mentorship that we're starting out with the United Youth Movement.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, yeah. if we have a girl that wants to come out and,
you have another female out there. Yeah.
I know I reached out to Morgan Evans. Listen, I know you listen to the show.
She hasn't made a commitment.
Yeah, I haven't made a commitment, and I don't need a full-time commitment, but...
So if you guys hear a random boo, boo, it's nothing inappropriate. It's Tony's phone.
Yeah, let me put it on airplane mode real quick, because I have learned my lesson to where...
Noises sound like different noises when you're listening to the podcast.
For real. It's not even cool. But so... You know, we're going to be doing a mentorship golfing thing through our nonprofit.
Yeah.
Looking to for mentors 25 years or older, female, male.
We're going to be doing background checks.
Transgender, LGBTQ, everybody is welcome. We love everybody. You know that. We will do background checks. We have to just because, you know, we're dealing with.
Young
if
adults,
it was just,
youth.
You know, youth that we knew and young adults, I wouldn't, but. We're going to reach out to some other community organizations to, you know, bring in the youth and young mm-hmm. people and young adults. So
I hope this is a successful sign up.
Yeah, we'll try. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of an idea that I thought about kind of last minute.
Mm-hmm.
There was a grant that we came across, a grant that came across my...
Schools Out Washington
has this grant. I think they had like $1 million to give away to different organizations, you know. Not $1 million each, but 25,000 per is the max.
It's to get kids out and about, outdoor activities, doing things.
Get them away from the screen time, you know, that video game, TV time. Get them out and about. And, you know, my intention and my vision is to get youth that, you know, can't afford the sport or, you know, don't have access to getting to a golf course or, you know, clubs or, you know, never played golf and they have an interest or they want to try it, at least try it.
Right.
But they can't because, you know, like I said, there's, I mean, golf is a very, very expensive sport. There used to be a three hole here. I'm going to go check it out probably tomorrow. And see if it's still open.
I thought Roman said it was.
Yeah.
We'll go check it out.
Yeah, we're going to check it out. I don't think someone said they drove by and they said it's all a free sign or something, but.
Yeah, who was that?
So we're going to, you know, look into that. And we could, you know, if it's open, then we could use that to take them out and hit the driving range and at least practice on like three holes.
Yeah.
With no pressure, no one behind
for
you.
Sure.
Before you go to, you know, 18-hole golf course. But, yeah, that's in the works, and it's moving along nicely, and we'll keep everybody posted on that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we'll be talking about it on our podcast for the United Youth Movement.
Yes.
So if you haven't checked that out, check it out. Go check out our YouTube page. We're all over social media. Seriously, you can't. No one can say that they can't find us.
Right.
We're on Twitter.
Instagram.
We have podcasts through podbean.com. We're on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel
for. We have our own website, unitedyouthmovement.org.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out there. We got the Tony G Show. We got, and that's on all, you know, social media sites. So.
We got our own social media site.
For real. So.
We're follow, all up in the biz.
Follow and subscribe and all that stuff.
Subscribe.
Yeah. Because a lot of good things are coming up. You know, L Dub. I always say L Dub. And we're going to be moving forward and just pushing and making shit happen.
Yep.
Not just for us, but community members, youth in our community, you know, friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
And all that good stuff.
So on that note, are we...
Yeah, on that note.
Say salut.
We're going to say salut. We have been invited to go do Thirsty Thursday at our really, really good friend's house.
Kathy and Raul. Kathy
and Raul Marcia. So we're going to head over there, and we had to get in this Thirsty Thursday podcast.
Yes.
Kind of get back on track.
We do, because we got to stop skipping like 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah, stop skipping 2 weeks at a time. Keep everybody informed. Keep everybody up to date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to reach out to a few people that listen to the show because I want to interview you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have about 3 or 4 people. So if you're listening, be prepared. You could come on and not let nobody know who you are, but just tell your story.
Yeah.
We'll keep it anonymous if that's what you want. If not, you know, share your name and what you do and where you're from and what you lived through and all that good stuff. Because everybody wants to hear it. We love everybody. So let's listen together. Let's learn together. Let's grow together. One love.